How about what have you seen from Champ Bailey this year?
You know, I haven't watched him that much. Here's the thing. You know, I get asked a lot of times about corners in the league, and I'm not really watching the other corners. I'm usually watching the offense that I'm getting ready to play against that week. Now, if I see a corner in the film that I'm watching for that offense, then I'll take a look at it and you know, I'll see how they're playing certain guys. But I haven't studied Champ to know, you know, what he's doing. But knowing him, I'm sure he's playing well.
Hey, talking about that, Champ does talk about often watching other corners. Is there a time maybe in the off season where you do get to have a chance to maybe study what other people are doing? And how can that be helpful?
You said, so is there a time maybe in the off season that I've watched other corners? I would say the only time that I really watched other corners was when I was really young in the league. I think it was probably my first 3 years or so when I was trying to still learn the position, and I was watching at that time. You know, I would watch the other press man corners that were in the league and try to get some stuff from them. At this point, I don't watch the guys in the off season at all. During the season, I only watch them if I come across their film based on the team that we're getting ready to play. So it's just tough because, you know, I'll watch a guy if I'm watching a game on a national broadcast or a Monday night game or something like that, but I'm just so into the film study during the week and that type of stuff that I really don't have time, you know, to watch the other corners in the league. So, and then there's not really much that I can take from them because there aren't many, if any, that, you know, are asked to do what we're asked to do here. You know, there's a lot of guys that are really good at the technique that they have to do, but we never play that stuff. So it's never really something I've done.
When you look back to the first game against the Broncos, what do you remember about the way that they played, the sense that you got from the players throughout that game? Were they frustrated? Did they want to quit by late? What do you remember from that?
I remember them being them definitely getting frustrated, I would say, late in the game. I don't think it was like that the whole time. I think they were, you know, from the beginning of the game, even to the middle, when we came out at halftime, they were still, you know, playing like, you know, knowing that there's still a chance regardless of what the score was. I think late in the game was when the frustration for them started to set in, and that was natural because, you know, no one expected the game to go that way. And, you know, I just remember us going up early on them and them playing catch up, you know. And so anytime you're playing catch up, you're not really in a comfort zone, you're not in a comfortable place, you don't really know what's working offensively, defensively, you know, because now you're just trying to try a whole bunch of different things. So I remember that from them during the first game, but I do know that this second game, you know, they're going to come out and they're going to come out trying to win the game, and it's not something where, you know, we're taking them lightly or I'm taking any of them lightly because of the results from the first game. I've seen them, you know, destroy some opponents since that game, you know, namely Kansas City. So, you know, we're not taking them lightly at all.
So when you look at the film or a film of them since then, and then maybe if you remember the stuff that you watched before the first game, do you notice any differences in styles of play, attitude, effort, any of those kind of things?
No, I haven't noticed, you know, much difference. And it's so, at this point, it's late in the season where, you know, I don't care what team you are, you are who you are. You know, you can tweak a few things here and a few things there, but you never really see a drastic change from a team at this point in the season. From the best team in the league to the worst team in the league, you're going to do what you do best. So, no, I haven't seen much of a difference from them, but they're a talented group. So even when we were watching film on them before our game, we knew that they had that talent.
were just in the locker room a little bit, and a couple of different guys were throwing around the word redemption when looking back at that game. How do you guys use that result? I mean, going forward this week, just try and do it again, I guess?
Oh, no, it's not even... we're trying not to, you know, to even, you know, take in that much from the last game. Obviously, you take in the fact that you have the confidence to beat this team. You've done it before, and you did it, you know, pretty convincingly. But you know that, especially in the division, every game is a different game, you know, and it brings another level of intensity and another level of excitement. And our goal is just to win the game. You know, it's not a matter of, oh, how many points can you put up on this team? We're not treating them like they're scrubs or something like that. We just need to win. We're at the point where we have to win the next three games. I mean, there's no excuse. There is no, well, we can lose this game and then win two others. We have to win the next three, so we're going to do everything that we can to make sure that that happens.
What have you noticed the teams have done to dismantle our passing attack the last few weeks? What have you noticed that the teams have done to pretty much dismantle their passing attack that's been so good earlier in the year?
I don't know if the passing attack is dismantled. You look at the receivers that they have, and it looks like three of their receivers have about 60 catches, and 60 catches is more than, you know, a majority of the receivers in the entire league. So when you look at that, you know that it's not a, they had 60 catches in the first five games and they've been terrible since. You know that, there's been a steady progression, you know, and they may have not done as well in other areas, but we still know that they have the ability to throw the ball really well, and they have the receivers that can make those type of plays. And then, also you see that they've been running the ball a little bit more and more effectively than I think they were in the beginning of the year. So a lot of times that might look like the passing game isn't doing as much, but, you know, you have a more balanced attack now, so it's going to look different.
At this point in your career, what does this this Broncos-Raiders rivalry mean to you?
Oh, it means a lot. You know, the Broncos have been like my for a while. I know as long as Mike was there, they were my least favorite team. You know, that was the team I hated the most, was the Denver Broncos, every time that we played them. When Mike left, then obviously they were a different team. So, you know, that the team then became San Diego. But I know that, you know, with any of the teams that are in our division, they all have a level of hate for us. They all have a level of, you know, we want to beat this team. We want to embarrass them. So anytime we play against them, it's our goal to, you know, to make it as decisive as possible. So it's a big-time rivalry. It's a big-time rivalry. And, Willie Brown is the Hall of Fame corner from here. He talks all the time when we're getting ready to play Denver about how big the rivalry is, and him starting off in Denver and getting traded or cut and picked up by the Raiders, and just that distaste that he has for him, and it becomes infectious. And, and all the other guys, everyone here, once you come in, you know about the storied rivalry and how much it means when you can beat the Broncos, whether it's in Denver or at home.
All right. Thank you, Namdi.
Hey, thank you.